This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is 6:13 on a beautiful Tuesday morning, 64 degrees outside, and we don't mean to belabor the point, but you better enjoy it, because soon the low temperature is going to be around 75. That's going to be the low temperature. We won't get close to 64 again until fall, so the hot weather's coming in. Highs today of 85, 87 tomorrow, 91 on Thursday, and then we're into the 90s, into the foreseeable future, barring, like, rain or something like that. So summertime's coming. I hope we enjoyed the spring that we had. We're going to talk about prescription drug prices now with David Howard, professor in health policy at Emory University. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Let's talk about what the president did yesterday with his executive order and how effective it's likely to be. And I guess we'll start with what exactly does his executive order call for?
Well, it directs the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert Kennedy, to try to negotiate lower drug prices with pharmaceutical companies. And if they're not satisfied with the agreement, then the administration will proceed with a regulation that says that the United States will not pay more than than prices in other countries.
The United States being Medicare or Medicaid or American consumers, or is it vague?
Right. It's actually not specified. Mm-hmm. So it would probably apply to Medicare and Medicaid. Whether the federal government has that power to impose lower prices for private insurers is a little unclear.
He said the order is going to reduce drug prices 60, 70, 80, 90% and equalize drug prices globally. Talk about the inequity of drug prices, if you will, between the United States and other countries.
So in other countries, the government goes to drug makers and says, listen, we're going to refuse to cover your drug unless you give us a big discount. And in some cases, they've made good on that threat. There are drugs that are available in the United States but are not covered by government insurers in other countries. The issue there, though, is that if this order is imposed, one reaction drug makers could take, one strategy they could take, is instead of lowering prices in the United States, they could increase prices in other countries. And in some cases, just walk away from other countries because they make most of their money in the U.S. and they're not going to want to give that up.
Does this go to the healthcare delivery systems in each country where the United States is the outlier and that provides the opportunity for the prescription drug, big pharma, if you will, to charge more?
Right. In most other countries, negotiations over drug prices are centralized. So in Germany, there's a single entity or agency that negotiates with pharmaceutical companies. They do an analysis where they say, how much better is this drug than existing products? Does it fill an unmet need? And based on that, they say, here's what we want to pay, and take it or leave it. And in the U.S., negotiations are done independently between drug manufacturers and a lot of independent, uncoordinated insurers.
So when you say they make most of their money from the United States, does that mean the United States, the people that pay for medicine in the United States, whether it's the government or private citizens or insurance companies, they're funding the research of these drug companies?
Yes, and so that's a concern, that if this, if as a result of this order, drug companies' profits go down a lot, there'll be fewer new medications, fewer drugs developed in the future.
So I understand the president had a ceremony and he signed an executive order, but what happens from here in the real world? Who is it that determines who negotiates prices over what? And when we talk about big pharma, who exactly is that? At some point, people have to get into a room. It comes down to people and deciding this kind of stuff. Walk me through that, David, if you can.
Sure. Well, the order is really vague, so it's hard to say. Mm-hmm. It could be that in a few months, Robert Kennedy announces deals with a couple of drug companies to cut prices that at the end of the day don't amount to a lot. They're a public relations victory, and we don't hear much more about it after that. Or it could be that negotiations fail, and then this order really kicks in so that the United States says, you know, drug companies can't give bigger discounts to other countries than they do in the U.S., and then drug companies are really going to have to decide, do they continue to sell drugs overseas, or do they just raise the prices so that they can maintain their profits in the U.S.? It's, again, the order is vague. It's really hard to predict, and this is kind of unprecedented.
One thing that got my attention, and I do take one of these weight loss drugs, and I've lost about 100 pounds, and I'm keeping it off. The official said that the order will not focus on a specific class of pharmaceuticals, but said the administration will look at the most costly medications and likely include weight loss drugs. And the president talked about Ozempic specifically and said that a common asthma drug costs almost $500 here in America, costs less than $40 in the United Kingdom. Weight loss drug Ozempic costs 10 times more in the U.S. than in the rest of the developed world. 10 times more. Why? What did we do, suckers, is what Trump said. So when it comes to these weight loss drugs, it does seem to me that, and you know, look, I have a horse in the race here, so full disclosure, I do take it, but it would seem to me, from the health of the nation and to forestall costs, this would be the cheapest thing that insurance companies could do is pay for this. But what kind of power does the president have or the government have when it comes to drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy and the others?
Sure. So right now, Medicare and Medicaid only cover those drugs for patients with diabetes, not just for general weight loss. And most insurers don't. Mm-hmm. So again, it's a little unclear how the government could just step in and dictate the prices for this drug when it's sold directly to consumers, not for weight loss, not for diabetes.
And see, that's the point, I guess, is that I'm just talking about my own case, okay? But I was certainly headed toward diabetes had I not started taking this medicine. So I guess they could have waited until I got diabetes and then paid for insulin as well as this medicine. It just seems to make every bit of sense when it comes to well care. But does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, these are incredible drugs, and it seems like every month there's a new headline about a study documenting potential benefits, including helping people quit or reduce their drinking. But, you know, we have to worry that if prices drop for these drugs, then pharmaceutical companies are going to worry about investing in new drugs. And there are potentially better, more effective GLP-1, that's the class of the weight loss drugs on the horizon. And if they're not able to make money on it, they're going to shift to other types of drugs, other types of investments where they will.
Let me take a break.
These drugs are... Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the role of pharmacy benefits managers in all of this. Pharmacy benefit managers, because I understand they have a lot to do with this as well in terms of how much we pay for prescription medications. And is it just the United States government and the drug manufacturers, or is it the insurance companies and the pharmacy benefit managers? What role do they play in all of this? Because I guess, David, you can take us through drug pricing 101 and how drugs get to be the prices that they are. President's saying he's going to lower prices by 60, 70, 80, 90%. I think that would be huge if he can do it. We'll see. David Howard, our guest, professor in health policy at Emory University, 621 Traffic Now, WWO. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this beautiful Tuesday morning, talking to our friend David Howard, professor in health practice at Emory University, about the president. President Trump signed an executive order. He said the order is going to reduce drug prices in the U.S. by 60, 70, 80, 90%, equalized drug prices globally. One thing that he didn't mention, and I would like you to talk about, David, is the role of pharmacy benefit managers in all of this, because that's something that the United States has that other countries do not. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So these are companies, and most of them are owned by large insurers that negotiate and establish drug benefits. Mm-hmm. One of the things they do is to negotiate discounts off drug prices. And so when you hear that a drug is like X dollars in the United States and a lower price in another country, well, what they're quoting is the public price of the drug. But the actual price, the amount of money that the drug manufacturer receives, can often be lower if the drug is sold in an area where there's other drugs available. Those discounts, however, don't flow to the patients taking the drug. Instead, they're either retained by the insurer, passed on to consumers in the form of lower premiums. But the point being, like, drug prices are shrouded in secrecy. We don't really know the actual price of drugs after the rebates and discounts.
So does this order address any of that at all, or do you know?
No, it doesn't. And in fact, it can make drug pricing even less transparent, because there are also rebates and discounts in other countries negotiate. And so if U.S. prices are pegged to what other countries pay, that gives pharmaceutical manufacturers in those other countries an even greater incentive to keep their prices secret.
So where does DOGE factor into this with research and development and funding for new drugs, or big pharma getting money or universities to develop new drugs from the government or from their profits? Take me through that, if you would, David.
Sure. Well, DOGE laid off a number of FDA employees that reviewed drug applications. Mm-hmm. After that was announced, stock prices of drug manufacturers fell. The concern was that would delay approvals, and that would make it less profitable to develop new drugs. Of course, reductions in funding from the National Institutes of Health would also potentially impair drug development down the road, because a lot of the basic science done in universities then forms the basis of research and investigations by pharmaceutical companies into new drugs.
So I guess the question is, every action has a reaction. Is everybody pulling in the same direction here? Are we pulling against each other? What's going on?
Well, I guess it kind of depends. If you think new drugs are worthwhile and that we're getting a lot of bang for the buck, then the policies that have been adopted recently could potentially reduce development of new drugs. However, if you think they're kind of marginal and not that valuable and really expensive for what we're getting, then it could reduce healthcare spending. So there's kind of a trade-off there, and we have to decide, are new drugs worth it?
Is the president on the right path here when it comes to reducing drug prices? You study this for your life's work, or would you do something different?
No, I don't think he is. I think new drugs that are being developed recently, although there are plenty that are really costly and don't work all that well, on average, they're very effective. You mentioned the GLP-1 drugs that have really helped patients with diabetes and helped people lose weight. I'm worried that if we really cut drug spending, that we're going to get fewer drugs in the future and we'll be less healthy as a result.
Complicated stuff. Thank you, David. Appreciate your time. David Howard, professor in health policy at Emory University. Somebody texted and said Trump could give people $1 million each, and some would complain that it's in small bills. Well, yeah, but by the same token, Trump could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, as he said, and people would forgive him. And I just try to take the president, Trump, out of this, take any personality out of this, whether it's sports or whatever. Forget the personality. It's like when somebody asks you, you know, gives you a social scenario. Okay, A does this to B. Is C wrong or what? And it's different when they start filling in names, right? Then you look at it differently. So forget the names. Let's just look at the policy and see if it works.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Talk to Tyler Bridges when we come back about car insurance and the legislature. Right now, time for WWL First News. 6:45, let me fix this up. I said it was, I want my daddy's records back. I stand corrected. It was, I want my daddy's records as far as the executive order and the flood insurance, but we'll revisit that later. Tyler Bridges joins us now, our friend, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of several books. You can find him at tylerbridges.com. Full disclosure, I am a big Tyler Bridges fan. I think he's the consummate reporter and a great author. How you doing, Tyler?
Good morning, Tommy.
Let's talk about what's going on with car insurance in the legislature, and I'm just going to turn the floor over to you because you know where the skeletons are, you know where the lumps in the carpet are. Tell me what's going on with the car insurance and Louisiana and the legislature and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a perennial battle here in Baton Rouge before the state legislature. On one side, you have the trial lawyers who say that insurance rates are high because of greedy insurance companies. And on the other side, you have the insurance companies and their allies in the business community say that car insurance and other forms of insurance are high because the system is stacked in favor of trial lawyers winning big judgments, and that leads to higher rates. And this year, it's particularly active battle because of, you know, all your listeners know that they're paying high car insurance rates. And the question is, what's the best way to bring them down? And their constituents, the public, are putting a lot of pressure on legislators to find a solution. And so that's the big topic, and it's been happening here in Baton Rouge.
Who, I don't know, is it a clear one side or the other, or is it white hats, black hats, or are people now wearing gray hats? I'm trying to figure this out, Tyler.
It really depends on your point of view. You talk to the trial lawyer side, and again, they will say that there have been laws passed over the years to bring down, to rein in their activities, and yet the insurance companies do not pass on the lower rates. You talk to the insurance companies, they say, well, anything that was passed didn't go far enough, and Louisiana is a hellhole for business, and as a result, trial lawyers win too many big judgments that boost rates. So it really depends on your perspective. This year, the insurance industry is on the offensive. They have gotten a number of measures through the state house that are now going to be heard this morning before the Senate Judiciary A committee. The trial lawyers are fighting on defense, trying to keep the laws that they have in effect. But again, all of this affects your listeners because of the high-end car insurance rates we pay.
So one thing that kind of got my attention, Tyler, is that from the beginning or at the beginning we heard, you know, why do we pay so much more than Texas does? Why do we pay so much more than Mississippi does? But to me, after learning more about this, it seems like a false comparison because so much is codified in Louisiana law that would have to be changed to put us on an equal footing of Texas and Mississippi, that's a false comparison. Am I on anything there or not?
Well, again, Tommy, it depends on your point of view. The insurance industry, with their allies in the business community, are saying that the laws are too permissive for trialers, you know, for personal injury lawyers, that they can win. It's too easy to file lawsuits and they win too much money
and people who were barely injured are getting big claims. The trial lawyers countered by saying again that the problem is that the insurance companies are greedy and they don't pass on the savings to lower rates for their for the public. And again, this is all playing out in Baton Rouge, and again, as I said, the industry is on the offense, and the trial lawyers are trying to fight back and prevent laws that will make it harder for them to sue on behalf of their clients. And there's also a big political element, Tommy, which is that the trial lawyers traditionally have been allied with the Democrats, but they gave a lot of money to Governor Jeff Landry when he was elected in 2023. And now Landry is in favor of a bill that the insurance industry really doesn't like. Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple doesn't like. The governor has said that if this bill passes, he'll blame this bill would give the insurance commissioner greater authority to reject what are called excessive rate increases. The insurance commissioner says he already has the authority, has been using it. And if he has this authority, he would be able to act in arbitrary ways to not, you know, without showing hard numbers that the rate proposed was excessive. And he says if he had this authority, companies wouldn't want to invest here because then the insurance commissioner could act capriciously. The governor has sided with against the insurance companies on this one, against the commissioner, and that bill is going to be heard tomorrow in a standing committee. And the commissioner of administration, Temple, again, says that if it passes, the governor is planning to then blame the high car insurance rates and other kinds of insurance rates on the commissioner. The governor denies that. That's his motive. But the governor has indeed said a couple of times that he would blame Temple for the high insurance rates if this bill passes.
It just seems like, maybe if I can make an analogy, they've been saying it was initially kind of presented as, well, if you know, if we paint the walls the color that Texas and Mississippi do, well, then we'll have lower insurance rates. But then what they didn't realize is, well, no, you'd have to go beyond that. You'd have to move walls around and build some walls where there aren't any and tear some down where they currently exist. And I think that's maybe the false comparison. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. Tyler Bridges, our guest. You got any questions, comments about car insurance in Louisiana? 504-260-1870. I don't see anything coming down, and we'll talk about the politics behind this insurance commissioner and governor thing as well. 652 Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 6:58, couple of minutes left with Tyler Bridges, staff writer, Times-Picayune, New Orleans advocate, author of several books. You can find him at tylerbridges.com. So let's talk about the underpinnings of the politics here with were Tim Temple and Jeff Landry ever aligned? Did they have a falling out? Is this all about making the insurance commissioner an appointed position and not an elected position? Tell me about all that, Tyler.
Yeah, I think philosophically, insurance commissioner Temple and Governor Landry are aligned politically. They're both conservatives, but the governor has veered away by allying on certain issues with the trial lawyers. And again, there's this big bill now before a Senate committee that Tim Temple's pointed the governor's own words to say if it passes, then the governor is going to be blaming Temple for the high insurance rates that we have in Louisiana. And that's perhaps an acknowledgement that it's very difficult to solve this problem. That maybe the rates are going to be with us for some period of time. And, you know, certainly high insurance rates are a problem throughout the country.
And meanwhile, back at the farm, there is a bill that's going to make or trying to make the insurance commissioner an appointed, not elected position, correct?
Yeah, and that's sponsored by Senator Royce Duplessis of New Orleans. He told me on Friday that 39 states have appointed insurance commissioner. Certainly the insurance commissioner takes in a lot of money during a campaign from the insurance industry. And the critics of Commissioner Temple say that he's beholden to the industry. And that's why he's offering bills favored by the industry that the trial bar does not like.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate your work as always. Tyler Bridges, staff writer, Times-Picayune, New Orleans advocate. We'll talk to Kirk Talbot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.